virtual reality. Virtual reality. Now, this is tied into the millions of flies' dreams. And NATO just had its 70th anniversary, December 2019, in Europe, and the Allies came. And there was some really interesting techno. The big push, according to my understanding, was for techno and artificial intelligence manipulation, and to put across the lies, which we know are lies, climate change in order to tax, to get the global, you know, world taxation for global socialism, that they can, that the leaders can control the reality. Okay, so this is a scripture about God himself will send them a strong delusion because they did not love the truth but love the lie. And so if you know, it's all about the information. Whatsoever man believes in his heart, that's how he acts or reacts out of. And then the artificial intelligence is going into the quantum level. One of these things that were put out is that there's that in order to program computers and artificial intelligence, the one thing they do not understand, artificial intelligence, they cannot analyze pictures and the significance of it. And may also propose to you that parables also, perhaps, but not. You know, it says Jesus said he hid his sayings from the people in parables, and he only disclosed it to his disciples. So seeing, they will not perceive. For hearing, they will not hear, lest they get a heart of understanding and turn and repent and be healed. Now, this they have this. They do all these models with artificial intelligence and digital computations in order to master the human domain, which is it's fake news or the fabrications of ethics versus reality. So this is a real battle between light and dark, between truth and the lies. So it's now called deepfake sort of technology. And this goes back to just mastering the human domain, which goes back to the Garden of Eden. It's not new. You know, hath God said, he didn't mean it. Let me tell you what he really meant. And there are three demons that the leaders need to invoke, and that was their words, demons: complexity, speed, and confidence. That these things must be operative in order to really control humankind, to herd them, to, you know, be like that leaders might be like God and rule rather than being ruled by the Lord God himself Almighty. Now, what was so interesting, and I'm sorry, I did not write down the man's name, but he was a Saudi Arabian. He had the keynote speech. I saw the video clips of it. You can go look. He had huge money. He's just not the head of a technology company. He had huge money behind him, and he was Saudi Arabian. And so we know the Saudis are putting together the Neom city, and they have Mecca and Medina are there. So why is this important? Well, there's another sign in heaven that looks to this Lord of the Flies concept. This is destruction of reality and truth, which is Jesus. You have to know Jesus to know the truth. He said to Pilate, so what is truth? And Jesus looked at him. He was standing right there before him. Those who hear my voice will hear the voice of truth. So why, when the beast that looks like a lamb with two horns, looks like a lamb, looks like it has a gentle character, as he opens its mouth, it's the voice of the dragon that comes through it. All right, so in December 2019, okay, it was just a couple of days ago, NATO got together, kind of had a blowout. There was a lot of rudeness. Who knows? We might not, the United States, be tied in with NATO very soon. kind of thinking that might be a good deal because, quite frankly, I haven't had respect for the Europeans as a whole and a populace because of their socialism and hypocrisy on every level. But that's another story. I do have friends on a personal level that are Europeans that I love very much. And little by little, we've been speaking to them and drawing them into what is real, not a Matrix-type orchestrated virtual reality. Back to December, there's in Mecca, over Mecca, there's going to be a full solar eclipse. And it will move over the entire Islamic world, ending up in Indonesia. And this is a sign in the heavens because Islam has seven different types of admissible lying in order to achieve your agenda. Somewhat like situation ethics in the communist school systems of California. You can do and say whatever you want as long as you achieve your objective. These are benchmarker posts to look at the heavens, to look, watch, and pray, and see what's going on the way. And Derek, the way, the only way, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life.